available to you at the American Family Clinic. It is painless and non-invasive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Network, and with us this morning is Jack Thomas. I haven't met him personally, but he has an amazing story to tell us. So without further ado, Jack, would you like to come on and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about the message you want to get to them?
Sure. Dr. Monty, thank you very much, first of all, for having me on.
Glad to have you with us.
Our major topic today, of course, is this Judge Sakeka, or Sakeva, whichever way you pronounce it, over in Sydney, in Nebraska, who a couple of weeks ago had a convicted child molester before her bench, and because of his height, being 5'1", she sentenced him to probation instead of jail because she feared that he wouldn't be able to defend himself in prison. And so as a result of that, the community of Sydney, Nebraska, as well as around the world, has really been up in arms as far as her attitude, because as you and I both know, this is one of the most heinous crimes there is in existence, and to give leniency to a person like this is, frankly, what I titled dysfunctional justice.
Well, why not put him in prison, put him in solitary confinement, and then he wouldn't have to worry about being attacked by the fellow prisoners there. So, well, this would be another alternative. And since the child molesters, are really predators, and, there's no treatment for them, and so many of the sex crimes, are committed by known child molesters, why would she let this person go?
Well, I run a website that deals with this. That's one of the reasons why I was invited on, because of the fact that my website is titled www.nonnormie.com. And what I did, Dr. Monteith, is I spent about 17 years in the program of Al-Anon, which is the sister program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And frankly, I saw this same type of woman, not to be sexist, but it's primarily women, it's about 75-80%, in the halls of Al-Anon for all of those 17 years. And essentially what it amounts to is that these people usually have grown up in a household with either a drug addicted or alcoholic father. And when they get to be adults, they spend the rest of their life obsessively chasing after this type of individual, this drug addicted or alcoholic type man for a relationship, for the purposes of curing them. They were not able to cure their father, so they spend the rest of their life trying to cure every man that they run into that has some sort of a psychological problem. And frankly, Judge Sakeva indicated that she has this problem just by what she said when she sentenced this Mr. Thompson. And
there was a little bit in the background of Thompson. Who is he? What did he do? Why was he sentenced?
Well, the last I heard, he was convicted for molesting a 13-year-old girl, but I understand that there were other crimes involved, even though we don't have all the details on those. He was facing a sentence of 10 years in prison for the crime that he had. That's what she was supposed to have handed down as a sentence instead of 10 years of probation. And anyway, what she said when she sentenced Mr. Thompson is that I want to control you until I know that you have integrated change into your life. I truly hope that my bet on you being okay out in society will not be misplaced. This is so typical of the obsessive disease that Al-Anon members suffer from. This is exactly, almost word for word, what an Al-Anon would say to an alcoholic when she marries him or has a relationship with him.
All right. And so what you're saying is that the judges certainly should follow the law rather than taking a chance that this fellow will act and act responsibly, and without punishment, this man will certainly follow along the same pattern. After all, if he gets off once, why not try to get off again?
Yes, well, that's the what logic would dictate. Unfortunately, these people, which I call non-normies, have a tendency to follow the dictates of their own emotions as opposed to whatever the law provides. And it doesn't make any difference whether they're judges or whether they're just school teachers or any other type of profession. They follow the dictates of their own emotional driven nature. And this judge is following right in line with this. I spent about 17 years studying these characteristics in Al-Anon and Alcoholics Anonymous. And I came up with the name called non-normie personality, and that, Dr. Monteith, that came out of a comment that was made to me by an alcoholic I was at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. He was telling me about a friend of his outside of the program, and he said, this man is a normie. And I said to him, what's a normie? And he said, that's a person that's outside the program who doesn't need the program. And I kind of laughed, and I said, well, that would make us non-normies then. And he laughed, and he said, yeah, you're right, I never thought about it that way. And I found that the non-normie personality, whether it's in Alcoholics Anonymous or whether it's in Al-Anon, seems to follow suit in general society, too, that we have just millions and millions of these people that run around with the same driven personality, and you see it in virtually every area of society, and it's the driven desire to be control freaks. They try to control everything. The people that have the Al-Anon-type emotional disease, they try to cure everybody. And the people with the self-centered, egotistic, portion of the disease like alcoholics have, what they try to do is to control the Al-Anons and use them as followers. We see a lot of that in cults like Jim Jones Massacre and the Branch Davidian cult down in Waco, Texas. Your cult leaders always has the alcoholic personality, and the followers always have the other-centered personality like we see in Al-Anon.
Well, you know, one of the big problems we face in America today is the court that so often judges, not believing in God and not believing in the various admonitions of God that certain things should be punished, in an effort to try to get people to change their ways, the judge very often refuses to carry out the dictates of the law and lets the criminals go. And then, of course, we get around. Then, of course, the legislature passes these pieces of legislation which will have compulsory sentences. Some of the compulsory sentences are wrong. In other words, there are places, certainly, where mercy should be shown, and there people should not necessarily be sent to prison for long periods of time for minor crimes. But, of course, the judge then can't intervene, and so we get an impossible situation. In some instances, judges let people off they shouldn't. In other instances, judges are forced to send people to prison who really shouldn't be going there. And we'll be back in just a moment with Jack Thomas to evaluate this whole problem further and welcome your calls here to the American News Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Friends and neighbors, come one, come all. It's the American Freedom Network's annual 4th of July picnic. We're going to start the day Tuesday, July the 4th, about 7 a.m. with a special prayer breakfast at Johnson's Corners with Dr. Stan Monteith. Then we'll hit the park in Johnstown about 10:30 for barbecue, music, and fun, plus guest speakers Dr. Stan Monteith and Avi Lipkin, and all your favorite talk show hosts. We hope to see you there. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, Jack Thomas, we're talking about this instance where a judge let a child molester off the hook because he was so short. She was afraid that he would be molested in prison. But, you know, certainly this sounds more like a case of statutory rape than child molestation, unless there are other things to do with this. I would not think that he would necessarily be, hated or certainly preyed upon by the people in prison. There's a lot of difference between statutory rape and child molestation, wouldn't there be? Wouldn't you think?
Well, of course there is, but the bottom line is the compulsion is still the same. In other words, that's one of the things that I deal with on my website, www.nonnormie.com. What we're dealing with is a set of obsessive-compulsive emotional diseases. After studying these people for all of these 17 years, I found that there's one common denominator to every single one of them. I've worked with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of them over the years. I even ran the Alateen program in Torrance, California for 3 years, where I saw this emotional disease developing, and I found that there's one thing that links it all together, and that is ungrieved anger. Now, you and I both know, being Christians, that the heart of everything is sin, but there are mechanics to sin, just like, for example, when an alcoholic drinks too much, he's sinning when he does that, and when he gets in his car and he goes out and kills a couple of people with a car, but we still deal with the mechanics of the alcohol, the alcoholism, and the driving while intoxicated. And that's what I'm dealing with here, is the mechanics of how this works. The young person, when faced with losses in a dysfunctional family, learns from his parents, who actually react the same way. They react to all losses with anger. A normal person, when they face a major loss in their life or a series of them, they're naturally initially angry. That's just human nature, but what they do is they convert that to sadness, and they eventually grieve it out. Unfortunately, what happens in a dysfunctional family, and you see this all the time with alcoholic families and drug-abusing families, what they do is they react to every loss with anger, and then what they do is they internalize that anger. You know, they're seeking revenge, and so they store that anger away, and anger is a lot like steam, and that is that, you know, it builds up and it creates pressure. And the only trouble is the human psyche is not made of cast iron. And unexpelled anger can be eternal. Expelled anger through grieving, blowing it off, or laughing at oneself, you know, is temporary. It converts the loss into just a bad memory that you usually learn from as a normal person. And what happens, Dr. Monteith, is when these young people get to be in their teenage years and they have all this tremendous storehouses of unexpelled anger, that's when they go to what I call the supermarket of dysfunctional choices in order to relieve that pain that's caused by that stored anger. And those supermarkets have a lot of choices in them for kids. They go down up and down the aisles, and they see one section is titled crutches, and that's where the alcohol and the drugs and the food and the exercise and the sex is all located. There's another section in the supermarket called cults. And that's where your polar religions are, like Branch Davidian and Islamofascism, etc. Then you got a section called crime, and that's your driven criminal behavior, even your terrorist activities, like Timothy McVeigh. then there's a section called crises. You know, some of these people, what they do with their obsessions is they turn into crisis chasers because it distracts them from pain. It's one of the reasons why adult women many times will chase after an alcoholic, because the dysfunction of the alcoholic and the crises that he creates distract them from their own pain. And then the last section, the fifth section, is called causes. And this is where they get involved in such things as Greenpeace and global warming and things like that, that they become obsessive. Now, I'm not going to get into the pros and cons of the actual cause. What I'm talking about is the driven nature of the person who chases after the cause and actually makes it dysfunctional by the fact of the way in which they employ their driven nature in the pursuit of that cause. Does that make sense?
Sure. All right, fine. So you're saying that that people that involved with child predators, have this sort of personality and will do it again.
Yes, repeatedly, and there's no cure for it, and therapists have tried to do it for many years without any success at all.
So what do you think that should have been done? And certainly, obviously, the judge, made a decision here to put the fellow on probation. Problem with probation is, how do you get people to follow probation? How do you get them to change their ways without fear of punishment?
There is no way. In fact, he'll be a monitored probation, and the minute that he has the first opportunity to act on his disease, he's going to do it. The only possibility we're going to have of being able to have this guy function in society is if he's watched 100% of the time. He knows he's watched, and he doesn't get the opportunity to act on it. But given his own desires, he will definitely do it again and again and again. There's just no hope for this type of individual.
Well, but if you put him in prison for 10 years, then what happens when he comes
out?
Well,
we have the exact same problem. You see, once we know that a crime is unredeemable, in other words, the person cannot be rehabilitated, there's no way of being able to ever release him on his own recognizance. We probably have to monitor him for the rest of his life.
So what would your solution to the problem be? And, of course, how do you deal with a judge who takes it upon herself to say, well, I'm going to give you a chance here and put you on probation for 10 years? The problem with so many of the crimes is if there's no real fear of punishment, there's no real fear of God, then there is no disincentive to go ahead and keep doing what you've been doing.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And as far as I'm concerned, this judge should not be in office because she doesn't have the ability to employ the law as opposed to her own dysfunction. And any time that anyone in any profession reaches that state, they shouldn't be in that position. I hope that they're able to get her out of office eventually. Of course, judges, as you know, are very hard to remove. I'm not sure if this is an elected position or an appointed, but if it is, whichever way it is, she needs to be moved to another field.
Well, of course, then she is responsible directly if this man commits another crime.
Yes, but, it's a funny thing about these people. They're so in love with curing people. They really do like to play God. And they're so in love with curing people that they really don't take responsibility for that because they want to be judged on their good intentions, not on the basis of their results. You even see this in politics right now, the same type of nature, and that is where you have liberals, for example, that come up with programs designed to help people, and the old law of unintended consequences, like when we built these tremendous projects in various and sundry cities to give people cheap or free room and board, we ended up creating nightmares, drug alleys, and all this other type of thing. It's the old law of unintended consequences when we and our good intentions don't think out the human nature side of every decision that we make. We had this recently, same type of thing, where you try to play with human nature up in Massachusetts, where they're starting a new program where in competition there'll be no more scoring between the children, and they're not supposed to determine who wins and who loses. And the funny part about it is after they did the whole thing, they interviewed the kids later, and they knew exactly who won and lost. It was only the parents that kidded themselves. That's, again, that attempt to be a do-gooder and have good intentions, but you end up not achieving what you set out to do, and sometimes you even make it worse.
I remember that one year in medical school, they didn't give us any grades. I was either pass or fail. And I did so much more poorly in that environment than when we got back to grades, because you lost a lot of your incentive.
Sure.
When you were not being graded on what you did.
Yeah, you're a human being, and human beings do like to be rewarded for that which they do good, and they expect to be punished for when they do bad. And when they do bad and they're not punished, then it creates a lot of confusion on the part of the human being.
Well, you know, this all gets really back to your view of God. And I really believe that, you know, as I look back in my life, the great mistakes I made was when I didn't look to God as to whether I should or should not be doing something, and I acted on my own impulses and my own desires and my own idealism. And we really need that guidance in everything we do.
Absolutely, Dr. Monteith. In fact, it was not looking to God and looking to my own self that got me into Al-Anon to begin with, because I took on that same disease to where I was compulsively trying to cure my alcoholic wife at the time. And again, when you try to play God, he usually doesn't like to be removed from the throne.
And, of course, it is an impossible situation. How do you feel that God plays in the whole Alcoholics Anonymous program?
Well, actually, it's an amazing thing. Even though Alcoholics Anonymous makes no reference, you know, to Jesus Christ, I find that a tremendous amount of the people in there, once they've started working their 12 steps, end up returning to their Christian roots. And at the last couple of conventions that I was at, the featured speaker would get up and say, "Now, I know a lot of you this is going to be upsetting, but I just want to let you know that my God is Jesus Christ, and if you have a problem with that, see me later." And then they went on with their speech. And it's very refreshing to see more and more alcoholics returning to their Christian roots as a result of working the 12 steps, because the one most important step at the very beginning is to realize that a person is powerless and that they need God in order to help them to solve this problem. And I find more people coming back to Christianity, frankly, through the 12 steps almost than I am through street evangelism, because what it does is it forces people to take an honest look at themselves and to disclose that all those hidden sins over the years, which is essentially what the gospel is telling us, is to confess our sins openly, right?
You're absolutely right. And there's one line from the Ulysses, which I've always remembered, and even though it's not a Christian story, it's written by Homer, but at one point Ulysses is asking, why are these things happening to me? And the reply booming from the ocean, from Neptune, is, man cannot live without his gods. And, not gods, but God. And we do need God to be able to rely upon, you know, and the older you get, why, the more convinced you become that this is really true.
That's right. And sin does have mechanics to it, and this obsessive and compulsive nature that we find in the program is definitely a part of that. By the way, Dr. Monteith, I have a test on my website where people can find out how much non-normie that they are, and it's a free test, and they can go to www.nonnormie.com and take the test. It's a quick 100 questions, yes or no, and it gives you the score at the end to see exactly where you stand.
Well, I don't know whether I want to take that test or not. Anyway, certainly, what is your website, so if people would like to go there?
It's www.nonnormie.com. It's nonnormie.com. And like I say, the whole purpose here is it's a free test, and I've read your material, Dr. Monteith. I know you would score absolutely normal.
Oh, I'm not sure of that, but anyway.
Oh, I am.
I think it's so important. You know, the one advantage to a prison system is that you force people to examine themselves. And there have been a lot of people who've been sent to prison, you know, and here you are, you no longer can determine your own destiny. And it's a horrible situation. And so many people in prison turn to God, and they can come out and become productive citizens. In fact, you know, originally most of the people of Australia were criminals. They were sent from Great Britain to to Australia, you know, to get their, you know, to prison sentences. And the prisons there were really pretty rough and pretty horrible. And in that sort of a situation, people begin to reevaluate what's important.
You're right.
You know, in fact, we have a, what I like to refer to as in my ministry is we have a large captive audience. And many of these people are in prison. And they write to us and they want our newsletter and our material. And we send it to them because at least they are listening. They're looking for answers to life. We have so many people living out in the general population. You know, the average citizen in America lives in a utopian society with no restraints. Isn't everything wonderful? And they don't need God. Or at least they don't. They think they don't need God. We'll be right back in a moment.
New and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns in inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers. Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Jack Thomas, and we're talking about the instance where a judge released a child molester because he was too short to be sent to prison, and her belief was that he was sent to prison why he would be taken advantage of by the fellow prisoners who object to child molestation. Now, of course, the point I would make is that, you know, of course, this is a case really of statutory rape, but we don't know what else or other sex crimes he'd been involved in, but this was the one that he was, of course, convicted for. You know, but I was just thinking as we were talking, you know, in all the years I practiced medicine, and good people were fellow physicians, but most of them didn't need God. Because, you know, after all, when you're a physician, you're able to make, to cure people in many instances or help them. In some ways, why you sort of, to many people, you replace God. And certainly when you're a physician, why you live a good life ordinarily. And so you don't have a feeling for God. It was only, you know, when some terrible personal crisis would face these men who I worked with, perhaps they'd lose a son or they'd lose a wife or some terrible tragedy would befall them. And at that point, they begin looking for God. And that's really the purpose that prisons should serve in a truly system of justice. A system of justice would be to put people in prison where they would have the ability to begin contemplating their crime and begin looking for how they can avoid, you know, continuing in that way of life. Either they become a more hardened criminal or they turn to God and their lives are transformed. And really, prison should be a point where people have an opportunity to realize that there is punishment for criminal activity and hopefully change their lives. But you change their lives because of the relationship with God, not because they go to prison. So go ahead and comment on that, Jack, because I'm sure that you feel very strongly on this as well as I do.
You need a personal crisis
before people begin looking for a solution.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I can give you a quick story of a circuit speaker in Alcoholics Anonymous that would really summarize what you just said quite beautifully with a true story. This man, many, many years ago, was convicted of driving while intoxicated and killing a person, and he was sent to life imprisonment for that crime because it was willful and because he had a history behind it. And while he was in prison, and this is a man, obviously, that did not believe in God, he got involved in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And he became so converted that he did become a Christian, and he also went on to become a trustee, as far as the prison was concerned, in the rehab program within the prison itself. This is in Illinois. And he studied. He took a lot of correspondence courses, and eventually he became so good and so helpful to the warden that the warden wrote to the governor of the state of Illinois and asked that his sentence be commuted, which it was. This man went back to college, and he studied penology, came out with a degree, went back to work for the same prison he was incarcerated with, and eventually became the warden of that prison. And his joke at the end of the story was, is how many guys in prison would be saying to the guards with their fist, one of these days I'm going to be running this place.
Well,
I think that demonstrates what you just said, didn't it?
Yep. And, lives really can be changed, but they're going to have to be changed with the help of the Lord, not with the help of some psychologist or some psychiatrist or... because if you look and see, they can't even cure drug addiction. You know, you go to the average psychologist, a psychiatrist, as far as your help with alcoholism or your help with any of the compulsive personal problems, and they just don't help them at all. They spend a lot of time, a lot of effort. They try very hard, but they really don't have any solutions.
Well, that's
only the lawyer's office is a solution.
I don't think anyone ever really went into the study of psychology. I shouldn't say anyone, but very few went into the study of psychology to help other people. I think they went in to cure themselves. They went in with their own emotional problems and hoped that in the process of studying psychology, they would solve their own problems. And I have a saying that I always use, when you educate a crazy person, all you end up with is an educated crazy person. And that's probably one of the reasons why psychiatrists have notoriously been one of the highest suicide rates of all occupations.
I think that's absolutely right. In fact, I look back on the people, you know, in my medical school class who went into psychiatry and so many of them committed suicide.
Yeah. That's because they entered the field with the problem and they had hoped that the field was going to cure them, and it doesn't cure them. And unfortunately, after they spent 7 or 8 years in the study, they're handed a license one day by the state that says, now you know how to solve other people's problems, and they can't even solve their own.
Sure. Well, of course, there is another element to this whole situation as far as these compulsive disorders are concerned, And I believe that some of these people are truly demonically possessed.
Oh, yeah. No question
about
it.
Until we begin to recognize that, I have a very good friend of our family who goes to our church, and she was the victim of satanic ritual abuse. And she was going to the psychologist, psychiatrist, and they were spending $3,000 a month just on medicine for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when finally her psychologist said, you know, the truth of the matter is, I'm not going to help you, but I know a guy who is a grass farmer in Oregon, and he deals with people who are satanically possessed, and I think that's your problem. You don't have a psychological problem. You are possessed by demonic spirits, and I suggest you go up and see him. And she did, and now she has her own ministry, and she has been delivered of these truly satanic forces that have entered her life. And this is an element in this whole discussion which is so seldom covered. But I wonder how many people in our mental institutions and how many people in our prisons really are demonically possessed.
Oh, yes. And, Dr. Monteith, I firmly believe that this internalizing of anger is where Satan gets his foothold. See, because once you do that, and you create this driven nature inside of you, you know, where you've got all of this pain, emotional pain, you become a strong victim for Satan to come along and say, hey, look, I've got the solution to your problem. Look at this great bottle of alcohol. Look at this crisis. Look at this cult that I have to offer. And he takes control of your life that way.
Amen to that. And really, until people begin understanding that the whole life is really a spiritual battle, and it's fought really in our minds, then we have to be able to take control ourselves, or at least turn control over to the Lord, you know, or we're never going to be able to counter all these temptations that surround us.
Well, I personally have never been able to take control of myself, but certainly the Lord has done it for me.
Right. And so do you do this full time, or do you?
No, this is an avocation of mine because of the fact that I'm paying back now to the program for the help they gave me. When I came into the program in 1989, I was obsessively trying to cure my alcoholic wife, who later on left me. I always tell the joke that my ex-wife had to make a choice between Jack Thomas and Jack Daniels, and I lost in that one. And so anyway, what it amounted to is after 2 years of working the program, the 12 steps, and also, by the way, during that period of time, recommitting myself to Christ, which I had long since left, I'm now paying them back for that.
We'll be back in just a moment here. And give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot Hakodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote you prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. My guest this morning is Jack Thomas. And our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. And, of course, you, if you listen to our program regularly, you know, we talk about international issues ordinarily. And, of course, the spiritual component of this whole political or geopolitical struggle that we are involved in. But, of course, what Jack is talking about is the individual and the spiritual battle that they're involved in. It's all the same battle. Only this, of course, applies to individuals. It applies to our court system where we have judges who don't really believe, you know, in God. They don't believe men can change. So they're going to simply, you know, not use punishment at all because, of course, the judge should be acting and, you know, reflecting God's view on these issues. They intersperse or they intervene with their own ideas. Well, I think this may very well work, and if you know that I'm watching you or you're on probation, that your attitudes are going to change, and it's not going to change. See, people don't look for the Lord until they get to be desperate. And at that point, why, their lives truly can be transformed. So pick up the story there, Jack.
You know, a couple of things I wanted to mention, you know, as we're getting close to the close of our program, is that some tips that I might give to the listeners relative to recognizing that they're dealing with a non-normie. First of all, non-normies are all control freaks. And so when you get around someone who has to control everything and everyone around them, you're pretty much around a non-normie. They also have another idiosyncrasy you see in politics quite a bit, and that is normies reason forward, non-normies reason backwards. In other words, what they do is they start off with a conclusion, and then they go back and try to find evidence to support it, and it's one of the reasons why you'll hear some of the most convoluted logic used by non-normies in order to justify their position. Just like, for example, when an alcoholic tries to justify why he drinks so much, he'll say things to his, like to his wife, well, it's because you burned the dinner last night. It's that convoluted logic. The other thing, too, is normies are functionally predictable. That's normal people. Non-normies are either dysfunctionally predictable or they're dysfunctionally unpredictable, one of the two. And the greater degree of non-norminess, the lesser the degree of common sense that the person has. A couple other tips also. Deafness. They can't hear you in your argument. Like if you're trying to preach Jesus Christ to them, they just can't hear you. Rage. They'll do an ad hominem attack on you instead of attacking your argument. They'll do a mantra type response where they repetitious by rote phrases said over and over. And they're very shrill and defensive in their arguments, coupled with the ad hominem attack. These are some of the ways you can spot when you're dealing with a non-normie, whether you're dealing with them individually or you're dealing with them from the standpoint of like a media interview with a politician. These are the tips to look for to know whether you're dealing with a non-normie.
Well, the great tragedy of our day is the fact that we have so many people in positions of authority and even on the bench who do not believe in God. And so they believe that somehow, you know, society is going to rehabilitate people, and you can't do it. Man cannot live without his God. And as Benjamin Franklin had said at the Constitutional Convention, the longer I live, sir, the more convinced I am of this fact, that God rules in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall without his knowledge, can a great empire be raised without his blessing? And I think that's something that we should think of constantly as we see what's unfolding in our own personal lives.
Yes, and Dr. Monteith, the heart and soul of everything that I do is based on those principles that you just espoused. In other words, all I'm dealing with is the mechanics of sin and how it plays itself out in human behavior just by observing just thousands of people over the years and seeing how they take a life filled with sin and controlled by Satan and act it out and what they're vulnerable to and what they're not vulnerable to. You know, back in the 1920s, you probably remember the very famous bank robber, Willie Sutton. They interviewed him. They interviewed him one day, and they said, "Why do you hold up banks?" And he says, "Because that's where the money is."
Sure.
And that's exactly what non-normies do. In other words, they definitely chase after power because of the fact that power is a distraction from their emotional disease. And so, like Willie Sutton chasing after the money, they chase after the power in order to distract themselves from the emotional pain that they're in.
Willie, the actor Sutton, was
that's right.
Was known because he was a very, very clever guy, had tremendous capacity, tremendous ability, and yet he wasted it all as a bank robber and spent most of his life in prison.
Yes, and they finally caught him in 1952.
Well, I remember one story was that he actually was arrested. He was in prison, and he got a bar of soap. And he was able to carve that to make it look like a little tiny gun. He dyed it black with shoe polish, and he was able to call the guard over, point the supposed gun at him, which was nothing more than a cake of soap, and get him to open the cage and escape. And he escaped time and time and time again. It's an amazing story. But that's from another era. I haven't even thought of Willie the Actor Sutton for such a long period of time.
Yes. One of the things, too, Dr. Monteith, is I have a strong background in research because I used to be an executive for a couple of major insurance companies. And we used to, you know, insurance companies, most people don't realize this, but are some of the greatest psychologists in the world because if they guess wrong on human behavior, their whole company goes down the tube. So they do constant research relative to cause and effect relative to people. And I was part of the original a study back in the late 1960s when a major insurance company discovered that that people could not compartmentalize their sin. In essence, if a person had very bad credit, eventually he would be also a very bad driver. So he could have a perfect driving record now, but eventually he would become a bad driver. And also, too, people that were driving around without insurance now, when they finally got insured, would be much higher frequency of accidents simply because they were irresponsible-type people. Now, that is essentially what happens in non-normism, and that is these people cannot compartmentalize their dysfunction in one area, like in alcohol or drugs or that. It spills over into every area, and as you and I know, sin does not compartmentalize.
We're out of time, Jack. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Monteith. Have a great day.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Network, and I just hope that many of you understand that almost everything that goes on today can be fit into this spiritual battle that we speak of so frequently. For the average individual out there, you know, who lives a mundane life, it's very difficult to believe that there truly is a spiritual battle being fought for the hearts and souls of men. We really have some fascinating interviews with people who've been involved in this and involved with the other dimension. Certainly one of them is Johanna Michelson. We carry her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. It was written back in the 1980s, but nothing has really changed since then. She was a medium, and she was actually being trained as a sorcerer's apprentice. She was being trained to do psychic surgery, and she was to have taken the place of this elderly woman who could do these wonderful and miraculous things, could cure people that had been given up by modern medicine, by modern science. But, of course, after being fascinated with what she saw, she eventually began to realize this was all demonic manifestations. The Beautiful Side of Evil is an amazing book, and my interviews with Johanna on the supernatural, we recommend to you. You need to understand the true nature of the battle we're involved in. And then, of course, carrying that forward into what's happening in the real world that we live in, politically, these demonic forces are working at the highest levels of our society today. Their goal, a new world order, a new world religion. That's the reason for the attack on Christianity, why we can't have a Christian service in our schools, why we can't have a nativity scene, why we can't celebrate Christmas or Easter. It's all part of the same program. Very, very clever. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Some of the other books we have, Behind the Lodge Door by Paul Fisher, going into the background of course, what's happening within Masonry and its influence on our courts. And when you have people sitting on our courts who worship a different god, and, of course, whose allegiance is to a different supernatural being, little wonder that our country's on the wrong track. And then Unholy Alliances, James Wardner's book, and writing that book destroyed him and destroyed his family. But you have to understand, when anybody comes out and exposes what's going on, they will come under spiritual attack. But we carry those and so many other books, Unholy Alliance, Behind the Lodge Door. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, takes you into an understanding of many of these things. The demonic forces are working within our central government today. That's the reason we're not trying to enforce our immigration laws. Why? Because, of course, this is going to lead to merging the United States and Mexico and Canada. There is a plan. Why? It's a stepping stone to the world government that eventually will be ruled by the Antichrist. They intend to destroy American sovereignty, and our leaders are traitors to this country, and they send our boys over the seas for fight in Iraq, and while our attention is diverted, they take away our freedom here at home. And they besiege us with so many different issues and concepts and crises and fears that we can't think effectively about what's going on in the world we live in. So, you know, if you really want to understand what's going on, let me suggest you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the book Behind the Lodge Door, Unholy Alliance, and then you'll certainly want to get our last newsletter as well. That's the main newsletter. It'll be coming out soon. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And we're looking forward to seeing you at the July 4th, the picnic there, where I'll be there with Avi Lifkin speaking. And so until until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua.
Let us praise the